Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess.
Hey! How y'all doing? This is Duchess, hosted by Duchess. Wow. It's been a long, long, drawn-out 6 months for me. I don't know how it's been for you. But it's still all beautiful. A couple of weeks ago, I had a little bit of a snag in the show because I had forgot to open up my mic, and I think I was like 5 minutes into the show. But I think Blog Talk Radio adjusted that for me. I don't know. They probably have some kind of magic system where they will adjust things for you. For those of you who love listening to Fabio, I did not contact Fabio for this weekend's show. There were some things that I wanted to discuss with you, more or less like a you and me type of show. You know, we're going to hang out together type of show. Rather than have a discussion, I just want to share some points with you. It's been a long time since we had a reading from Lena Stevens, The Power Path, and I figured some of you have really missed that, so I wanted to get into that for the month of June. Excuse me. I want to wish all the fathers out there Happy Father's Day, and all of you single mothers out there who are playing the role of both mother and father to your children, Happy Father's Day to you as well. To all of my Muslim family members and friends, I want to say Eid Mubarak. You just completed the month of Ramadan, Ramadan Kareem. May you have had a blessed Ramadan. Then this month, June, we just had celebration of Juneteenth. For those of you who aren't familiar with Juneteenth is a celebration of when those slaves in Texas were finally told that they were free. And I think it was months. The slaves had been freed, but the ones in Texas had no knowledge of it, so they were still owned by their slave masters. So Juneteenth is a celebration for that. What else? We have birthdays this month. My gosh, we have a whole lot of Geminis for sure. My father's birthday was Friday the 15th. I have a very dear friend who works with me at UPS. Her birthday is Friday the 15th. I have a friend that I just called her today. She's turning 89, and she was born today, June the 17th. Happy birthday to Annette. Happy birthday to Christian. Happy birthday to my father, who has long since transitioned over. Who else? Whoa. We have Nashka, whose birthday is going to be next week. So there's a whole lot of Geminis going on here, moving right on into the realm of Gemini Cancer, the cuspy people. But we'll get into that when we move into July. Right now we're in June. We're not thinking about scooting over. We have the summer solstice coming on the 21st of June, I believe. And I hear there's a lot of stuff going on for the 21st as we bring in the summer solstice. So, what about me? Duchess has been having a hard time. I had surgery on my rotator cuff. Now, those of you who don't know where the rotator cuff is, it's like right there in your shoulder joint, right smack dab in the shoulder joint. So for the first couple of months when I haven't had a show, it's because I was too painful. It was too painful to type on the keyboard, not so much moving my fingers, but to try and shift my arm across the length of the keyboard without needing the assistance of my left hand to do so. Well, there you go. I had the surgery, and it's a very painful, arduous, long, drawn-out healing process. So I won't be able to go back to work. I had the surgery April the 19th. I won't be able to go back to work until October. Can you believe this? October. So I'm just sitting around, getting fat, gaining weight. People come by. They keep me company, but they always want to take me out to lunch, take me out to dinner. And because I haven't been able to cook for myself, at least not any substantial amount of things that are healthy, I always look forward to going out to eat. But because I'm not pushing boxes around at UPS in the evening, and the weight is beginning to get on me. And when I go through Lena's power path for the month and go through and share some things with you, you'll understand that I really needed to hear what she had to say. And that's why I'm sharing it with you, so I can reinforce it in my brain that these are things that I need to do. So hopefully it'll help some of you out there as well. The topic for today is spiritual discipline and follow through. It's not enough to just have discipline, but you got to have follow through. It's not enough for us to have intentions, because I have intentions every day. I'm going to get up and this is what I'm going to do. We have to have follow through. And the reason for that is because if we don't have follow through, our self, our innate self, think we're joking. And it will never take us serious about what we're going to do or how we're going to do it. I've sat down with my ancestors, and when I go to my ancestral altar and I ask a question, if I seem like I'm going to waver away from the answer that was given to me, I have to say to myself, whoa, 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 whoa. You asked the ancients. You asked spirit if you should do this. And this was the answer. So you need to follow through. Or the answer was no. So where do you think you're going ahead to do it anyway? Oh, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. The answer was no. So we take a moment to ask our guides to lead us and send us a and give us a particular answer, then we've got to follow through with what the response was to us. Or we're playing, to me, we're playing with fire. Don't even go against it if you ask, should you or shouldn't you? So with that discipline, there has to be follow through. And with Lena Stevens' energy report, she basically was saying that this month will provide an opportunity for you to show up and follow through in action with the realizations, understandings, and truths you have about where you are, what you want, and what you need to do. There will also be a full moon at the end of this. No, there was the full moon, I believe, at the end of May. And it was a perfect setup to begin taking stock of where we are, what we want, our true values, what needs to change, and how we get there. So this month, she was really capitalizing on discipline and follow through. Now, she was saying that this month would have its ups and downs. We have spiritual and intuitive openings that provide a much-needed anchor to the world of positive possibilities, you know? At the same time, we can struggle with resistance to the physical discipline required to keep moving ourselves in the right direction. There is nothing wrong with you if you feel totally inept, discouraged, lethargic, apathetic, and depressed one day, and enthusiastic, energized, hopeful, and inspired the next. Well, for me, what happens is I'll get that energized, hopeful, and inspired moments, and then I'll be like, well, I really don't feel like doing that, okay? But we'll get into that just a moment. There is an important piece we are working with during the month of June, and that relates to the masculine and specifically the third chakra, the home of your will, your discipline, and energy distribution. Now, the third chakra, we have seven chakras, and the third chakra rules is the solar plexus, okay? And the solar plexus chakra is housed somewhere between the navel and the breastbone. And that solar plexus chakra governs and influences our self-esteem and that warrior energy, the power to transform. It also controls our metabolism and digestion. I have a lot of problems in my solar plexus area, mainly because I've had so many surgeries in the solar plexus site. So it's damaged to some degree, and there's a lot of work that I need to do to assist it in its healing process. And I could do better. I could do better by meditating and focusing in on that area and requesting that healing go on in that area. But I'm always having problems with my digestive area. I mean, my digestive tract and the colon area around there is constantly throwing me in the hospital, and I don't like it. So that keeps me afraid to go long distances away because I don't want to wind up in the hospital and I'm visiting somebody in New York or I'm visiting somebody in California or I'm visiting somebody away from home and I wind up in some strange hospital because my colon has locked down on me or I have some kind of issues. So it's time for me to start healing that area. So she goes on to say that, to reiterate what she is saying, is that the masculine, it relates to the masculine and specifically the third chakra, the home of your will, discipline, and energy distribution, okay? Rightfully, we hold some baggage of patterns and experiences of oppression and injustice in that chakra that can create a barrier to our own ability to take action and be disciplined. Now, I have been told in the past that that chakra also governs not only self-esteem, but the fear of abandonment and betrayal. So this often appears as a stubborn procrastination pattern with a mind of its own, keeping you from easily taking action. So we're filled up in this chakra area, and this is our self-esteem chakra area. I mean, it governs abandonment and betrayal, and we've really got to take stock about how we govern and discipline the stuff that's going on, because this chakra is the stubborn chakra, the chakra of procrastination. It is important to be aware of this pattern as it will show up in the form of various excuses, I'm good for that, and rationalities of why you cannot or should not do something. The trick here is to just do it anyway. And I really need to focus in on that, because every single day I will get up and, no, every single night I'll go to bed and I'll say, tomorrow I'm going to go for a walk, and I'm going to walk for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, and when my alarm goes off on my phone, 15 minutes is up, I know to start walking back in the direction that I came from, and that will be the other 15 minutes, and that will be a 30-minute walk. And every single day, I get up, I get in front of Judge Judy, I get in front of the view, and I say, I really don't feel like putting on any clothes and going for that walk today. Well, what does Nina say? It is important to be aware of this pattern of procrastination, because it will show up in the form of various excuses and rationalities of why you cannot or should not do something. All right? The trick is to do it anyway. If your chakra, that solar plexus chakra, is unbalanced, you will find difficulty in making decisions, carrying through on decisions that you made, and you've really got to be aware of that. For example, if you decide that what you really need to move your body, to move your body more, you know, that's a common desire for most of us, and you create a discipline to walk every morning, watch the resistance come up and the rationale behind it. And that's me. I wake up every morning and tell me I'm going to take me a walk. I'm going to walk up and down the steps in front of my door. And there's always a reason. My ankles hurt. Oh, I don't feel like it. My back hurts this morning. Oh, my knees will hurt coming down those stairs. The rationale and the resistance behind it. Whenever you just don't feel like it, do it anyway. That's the discipline. Discipline will support you in many areas of your life. Be disciplined about your thoughts, what you say, your negative words and attitudes, and your judgments. Be disciplined around your spiritual practices and make it a plan to be consistent with a routine of a time and place. Be disciplined about cutting out just one unhealthy thing you tend to consume, as well as disciplined about a daily habit that you know will serve you well. These disciplines will help set the container of confidence that you need to take action on the bigger issues in your life. Of course, there will be days when you feel the downs of the ups and downs. And that is where you will need to work your will and just do it anyway. With this determination, you will be giving the universe a message that you are serious about your follow-through, and this in itself will open doors to the support you need. All right? You've got to understand that when you say you're going to do something and you procrastinate and say you are not going to do something, your own self, your own innate self begins to distrust your word of what you're going to do. So when that happens, the whole universe says, oh, she ain't going to do anything. He said he was going to do this before. Why do you think that there is a process and recovery and programs where you have a group of people that support you because they've been there, done that? We are still in the process of releasing and healing old wounds. And Lena has said that this month, the focus on this process is very aligned with the masculine and how we use our energy of will, determination, focus, and action. Are we afraid to step forward? Are we resistant to act? Do our bodies simply shut down and refuse to move? Are we fearful of other people's actions and reactions? Are we always waiting for the other shoe to drop because we experience a pattern of disagreeable things always happening to us? Now, I'm going to tell you. She asked this question, and it's really uncanny because I've been saying every time I think I'm finished with one thing, here comes something else I got to focus my attention on. And when I'm finished with that, oh, God, here comes something else I got to focus my attention on. You know, and I'm beginning to realize that I'm calling all that stuff to myself by saying those very words. Oh, here comes something else I got to focus my attention on. You know, if it wasn't meant to be, it's like, you know, God, you know, thank you for blessing me with this thing that needs my attention. You know, and I'm going to finish with this and go on with the rest of my day. Don't bring in that stuff about, oh, here comes something else. No, just do it. Be proactive. Be disciplined, be determined. It's time to just do it. It's time to choose how we act and do it with joy and confidence. That's what we got to do. Don't complain about it. Just do it with joy and confidence. If it was not meant for it to be you doing it, then you know what? It would not have been given to you. You are the blessing that needs to handle the situation at the time the situation needs to be handled. You are the blessed one. I said this in the past, you know, not to bring up somebody's Christian faith, but don't you know that if you're Christian, Jesus's burdens were his blessings? Don't you know if you're Muslim? Don't you know Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his burdens were his blessings? Don't you know Buddha's burdens were his blessings? Don't you know that our burdens are our blessings? Because if they had not been handed to us, if we were not able to handle them, the universe would not have dropped them at our doorstep. We are the blessings for the need at the current time. Okay? So, it is time to take responsibility for following through with the intentions we said we wanted. Now, sometimes we have certain things that have been given to us, and we don't even remember that we said we wanted this. We may not have even said we wanted this. We may have complained about how somebody else is handling the situation, so the universe said, whoa, voila, you're absolutely right. You're the better person to handle this situation. So why don't we just send it your way? It happens like that. I look at my burdens as being my blessing. I mean, I had a shoulder surgery. I still can't lift my arm. I'm blessed to have worked for UPS. I have a short-term disability check that comes once a week, and that's only 60% of my base 4-hour-a-day pay. So it's not a lot of money. But look at it this way, the blessing. UPS is thinking about going on strike in August. If I was not out on disability getting this little check every week, I would be out on strike without a paycheck at all. That would have been zero income for me. How would I have been able to survive on zero? Nothing. So the burden, the shoulder surgery, the blessing, I have short-term disability. The blessing, if they go out on strike in August, I got an income, whereas if I was working right now and they went out on strike, I bet not cross that union picket line. You don't cross a strike line. Because they remember your face and they remember who crossed that line, and you will never, ever be forgiven, especially in a situation where at the company that I work for, my company right here, UPS, this is a right-to-work state. So whether you are in the union and pay union dues or not, you are covered and umbrellaed by whatever the union workers are blessed to have. So when you cross that union line, that's like you like throwing, you know, your finger up to the union people out there walking, because whatever they received as benefits for fighting, you get those rights as well. So I've been blessed to work for a company whose union sends me a disability check every month. And it's because of the union. It's not because of the corporation. My check comes from the Teamsters, my short-term disability check. So, bless the Teamsters. And I'll do whatever I can for them or with them while I'm out on disability if they need me. So, it's time to take responsibility for following through with the intentions we said we wanted. And like I said, we may not even know we said we wanted this. Our actions, our thoughts implied that we could do better, and so the universe gave it to us. It is time to stop whining about how nothing works out for you and make it happen. You have the will. You can get the support. The inspiration is available. So we have to just get up and just know it. The most difficult discipline is often around things we should be doing for ourselves. Why is it that serving others or doing their bidding often overrides what we should be doing for ourselves? It is a good time for personal, emotional, and spiritual growth, as well as improvement for the health and vitality of the physical body. Now, I like the fact that she says this because sometimes I do so much for other people. I might sit down and say, okay, that's it. I got to do something for myself before I go forward with this. And doing something for myself might be sitting down and actually focusing in and writing checks to pay my bills. Once I've done that for myself, then I can carry on and do something for somebody else. Or I might just say, you know what? I need to do something for myself. Something. And I might contact a person that I've been wanting to talk to for months and months and months. To me, I'm doing something for myself. Now I can go back and make some phone calls for other people. Sometimes we got to do little things. You might just say, you know, I got to do something for myself. I'm going to close the bathroom door and sit in the bathtub and I'm going to soak. You know, I'm going to take a white light candle bath, and just sit there in the dark with the candle flickering because I want to do something for myself. Want to do something for myself? I've been wanting to have my hair washed since February. It's not like I got a lot of money, and it's going to cost me some money to do all of these dreadlocks on top of my head, and I just went and did it. I did something for myself. Now, I have to get used to the style this lady gave me, but my scalp is clean, my hair was done, and I'm very happy that I did something for myself, and I'm thanking the universe that I had the means to just be able to just do something for myself. You know, get my hair washed. What a blessing I'm grateful for. Lena recommends making a concrete plan for your follow-through on whatever you feel you personally need. Make it reasonable and build in a good support system, such as a buddy to walk with or someone to check in with regularly. Now, I might need somebody to check in with me regularly because my buddy, she fizzed out on me on the walk and stuff. And in the back of my mind, I was kind of happy because I was too lazy to go out and walk anyway, but I need to get up and walk. And if Lena's process is going to work for me, then I'm going to need somebody to check in on me to make sure that I did me a 30-minute walk. And I think I need to do it every day, not every other, every day. I need to just mosey around. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I want to walk 30 minutes a day. That's not much. Support is necessary, especially when the task feels more challenging than you know you can handle on your own. Because I don't know anybody out there. I'm just go for a walk and mosey around to just do nothing, to see nobody, to talk to nobody, but I need to do it. A lot of people need to do that. So there is a reason why you need the support group. You need somebody to check in with because that support is necessary when the task feels more challenging than you can handle on your own. That's why many people have trainers. They have weight loss groups. You have probation when you come out of prison or you committed a crime. You got to report to a probation officer. That's somebody to keep you on the straight and narrow. You know, you have special study groups. You have detox, rehab, and other programs such as AA and NA, other Al-Anon. These are programs that have strong support systems in place that require consistent and disciplined check-ins. Okay? I have a sponsor. I'm in recovery. I report to my, not really report, but I check in with my sponsor. I sponsor somebody. She she's away on vacation. She checks in with me every day to let me know she's okay. I'm doing fine. Because she may be around people who are drinking, and to her, it's like, this is my check-in point. Because if there was nobody to check into, guess what? She may have a slip. One of the areas of further understanding is around how the masculine and feminine principles and energies work, both separately and together. Now, we know there's masculine and there's feminine energies, and some people lean more towards the masculine and some lean more towards the feminine. Well, these energies, they complement one another. They work together. Since discipline, determination, and will are all properties of masculine, can you tell? Discipline, determination, boom, and will. You can tell these are them strong, you know, overbearing things, masculine. While support is largely feminine, feminine. The masculine will be much more effective with the support of the feminine. And the feminine will be able to be in more powerful support when the masculine is able to trust that support. So the masculine needs to know that that support is going to be there in order for it to stay strong. There is usually much healing to do around the alignment, balance, and relationship of these two energies. And you will have numerous opportunities to clear some emotional baggage related to both when they're working in tandem. So, how about your relationships? It's also time to work on your personal relationship to self. And that's going to have to be a priority, okay? Because we don't realize that we have a relationship to ourself. We are with ourself 24/7. We are with our own self more than we are with anybody else on the face of this earth. We are even with ourselves when we go to the bathroom. Although there would be plenty of opportunity to explore new relationships, refine old ones, and bring some inspiration into existing ones, the focus and discipline is really about what is going on inside of you. Your relationship with your allies and support, your relationship to your masculine qualities, relationship to your feminine side, relationship to your body, relationship to your self-worth and value, and relationship to your environment, cycles, and timing are all worthwhile areas of growth and discovery. The discipline will be around boundaries, energy leaks, and building a strong enough relationship between yourself and your self-worth and support, that you can always trust your own truth and power of what you know is right. Watch out for projections of others as we navigate through periods of emotional log jams. Watch impatience as you refine your own timing and flow of follow-through. Beware of judging yourself by comparing yourself to what others are doing. Your relationship with time will be different than another's relationship with time. Lena also wants you to focus in on your health and physical body, because we are most resistant to disciplines that have to do with the comforts of the physical body. Oh, boy. It is easier to be disciplined about putting things away than it is to be disciplined about anything that may put the physical body into any discomfort. I found this to be so interesting. This is because the body reads any discomfort as a signal that there might be a possibility that it won't survive. Can you believe that? When I'm thinking about taking a walk and I start resisting it, my body is thinking that I'm getting ready to hurt it or kill it or do something to it. That was so funny to me. Okay, so when the body reads, when we're thinking about something that's going to be causing any discomfort, that even goes to my surgery. They have me doing these little physical therapy type exercises, like stand in front of a wall and run my fingers up the wall and back down. As soon as my body feels a twinge, my brain goes into a lockdown. It's like, what? My body is thinking that I'm getting ready to kill it. I'm getting ready to hurt it. It goes into survival mode. It just locks down. So we've got to, like, try to get rid of those signals. Because the body is hardwired to survive, whenever survival gets triggered, it also triggers resistance to the disciplines you are putting it through, whether it is a diet. See, your body thinks you're going to starve it. It's like, oh, no, you're not. I got to eat. Or eliminating a bad habit. Or you want me to stop smoking? You want me to stop drinking? Are you crazy? This is what I'm used to. Body goes into stress mode. Or an exercise routine or training. What? You want me to walk? Oh, no, I haven't walked in months, and you want me to go out there and walk? That will hurt me. That will hurt my back. That will hurt my toe. That will hurt my... I mean, the body goes into lockdown mode, okay? Now, discipline for the body, for health reasons, requires a mental discipline as well. For example, those with serious illnesses may need to cut certain destructive foods out of their diet. In the long run, this is positive and will have positive effects. In the short run, however, the body will read this as deprivation, triggering survival issues, counterintuitive to what the person is attempting to accomplish. So the body will automatically, at times of the day when you didn't even think about eating, will start signaling, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I mean, the body is deep. But we've talked about the cells and the structure of the body. The body has a mind of its own. We think we're in charge, but hey, hold up. Anyone who has ever experienced, and we just finished saying Eid Mubarak to those people who have finished their fasting, anyone who has ever experienced a fast, a rigorous diet, or physical training program will know that this is true. I'm sure the first 1-2 days of fasting that our Muslim brothers and sisters have gone through, will go through, those, the first day may be more challenging than the third, fourth, or fifth day, because by then the body has already settled in and realized you ain't going to die just because you're not eating from sunrise to sunset, so just get over it. And Muslims have that willpower and they have that stamina to be able to tell the body, oh, well, you're hungry, well, you just got to wait. After a while, the body gets into the habit of waiting, and by the second, third, fourth week, they well on their fast. The body knows this is no joke. We doing this. So the most important things, this is in reference to the body and health, is to find your own pacing and timing so that you minimize the survival triggers and continue to support comfort and self-care at the same time. Okay, before we go on into talking about your environment and all that other good stuff, Duchess needs a drink of water. I'm thirsty. Hold tight. Be right back. Now that was tasty. Let's talk about some of these earth events around here going on. Now, you do know that the earth reflects us, and we reflect the earth. The earth has, you know, like the volcano eruptions and stuff like that. We have our own eruptions. When it's a cloudy day, you know, we get depressed and we get cloudy too. You know, the earth cries, its tears, the atmosphere, the environment. Earth events are still the focus of the year, and there could also be water events at the beginning of the month of June. Now, this was at the beginning of the month of June, and there were some water events going on around, but there are a whole lot of fire events, fires, wildfires in California, all over the place, just popping up, volcanoes. Anything that affects the earth in a major way is likely to happen over the next few months. Over the next few months. Remember, the earth changes, and remember, the earth changes in support of our own change in evolution. As we have energy that is up and down, energetic, and then not so much, we may at times experience the environment as being stagnant in its weather patterns, and at other times, intense events coming through that were not easily predicted. So be flexible and work in the environment with its influences, those influences into your rhythm, work them in, and timing, being careful not to blame the weather for any procrastination or lack of discipline that would keep you from following through. So I guess what Lena's saying there is that, hello, Duchess, you're going to walk 30 minutes a day. Just do it. And just because it's raining outside, go down to the exercise room in your apartment complex and do 30 minutes on treadmill. In other words, follow through. Don't procrastinate or blame the weather because, oh, I can't walk today. As to your personal environment, keep cleaning, eliminating, sorting, changing, improving, creating, and bringing in a little bit of beauty, some simplicity, and support. If you are not used to writing an intention list, it is a good thing to do. Write down a list of things you intend to do, and by all means, check them off as you get them done. And what you haven't checked off today, put it at the top of the list of intentions to do tomorrow. But try to get through them all today. Now, that's my gift to you, by me saying that. Make your intentions, excuse me, make sure your intentions are focused both on what needs to go or be healed, as well as what you want to start or bring into your life in the future. Give yourself and others lots of space and be sensitive to what you and others may need, as needs could be different. Now, you may come up to asking yourself questions such as, should I do this or should I do that? Should I believe this or that? Should I change this or that? Those are some of the questions coming into play for you. Too much input and listening to too many voices could derail your own sense of intuition and truth. And sometimes we do that. We're so busy listening to the, how do you say, to what others have, to the opinions of others, that we have not taken the time to sit down in a quiet space, go within ourselves, ask our higher power what it is we should do, then go take a nap with a pad and a pencil near you, on the bed, on the couch. Take a nap with the pen right there, and when you wake up, write down the first things that come into your mind. Because then you're getting thoughts from you instead of everyone outside of you. okay? The follow-through and discipline for this time frame should definitely include your spiritual practices, so you will pray on it in ways that you can continue supporting your own intuition. Use the energized times to take action and the down times to dream and explore your intuitive side. This time frame comes with a very, very specific group of opportunities for exploring both the masculine and the feminine qualities within yourself. It is also supportive of calling in your allies and asking for the support you need to be disciplined. And when Nina talks about your allies, she's not just talking about your allies in human form. She's also talking about your allies in spirit form. There is a danger of falling into negative aspects of the downtimes. So this is where support is helpful. So you want to get in touch with, you know, family members, friends, somebody to go for a walk with you, or, you know, you can talk to other people. But when you really want to know for sure what it is you desire to do or you should do, go inward. And all of those suggestions that came from everybody else will accumulate within you, and you'll come out with the best thing for you to do because your higher self knows what it is you were sent here to do and why. We are moving towards a powerful point in the year with the summer solstice coming up. So the summer solstice is June 21st. So when we get through this week coming along, it is a time of honoring the point of full bloom, where everything is empowering and filled up with the juices of the sun and the masculine energy of action and manifestation. So those things that you desire, make sure you're careful with your thoughts. Everything is expansive and full. With this in mind, make sure your focus during this time frame is on the most positive aspects of your life, because that is what you want to feed, and that is what you want to energize. You know what I'm saying? You do not want to have the negative manifestations. The discipline during this time will be to stay positive and aware of how you are feeding your intentions. Track yourself with negative thoughts when negative thoughts enter your field. Where is that voice coming from? Is it current? Is it old? Can you eliminate it? Is it from somebody else's, you know, feed your way? Just remember that if it does not feel good, it is probably not yours, but a voice of something outside of you who really, outside of who you really are. With the summer solstice on the 21st, take some time during this solstice to celebrate the fullness of who you are, your personal medicine that you came into this world with, and the service you provide to the world just by being here. A solstice is always a good time to do some kind of ritual or ceremony around the celebration of energy, support, and the fullness of life. So that will be on Thursday, the 21st. That's when the solstice is coming in. Honor all the opportunities you have for growth, improvement, relationship, love, experience, feeling, emotion, and the constant learning of lessons. Just be full of yourself. Be full of you. I mean, you know, glorifying being who you are. This time frame may test your resolve and your disciplines and follow through. As we turn towards the coming eclipse in the next few weeks, because we're going to have an eclipse, the anticipation could be a feeling of bracing for something unsavory or negative on the horizon. If you start getting this feeling near the end of the month, know too that it's because of the coming eclipse. If you find yourself experiencing this anxiety, take a breath and refocus on the baby steps that got you where you are. Redouble your efforts on staying disciplined, especially around physical and spiritual practices, and engage in patience around things that are not happening in the timing that you may have been expecting. If you feel like being internal and alone, baby, go for it. Don't worry what others may think. There is a difference between the energy of withdrawing from life and simply taking a break for some personal time. Remember, it's time for you to take yourself as a priority. Know the difference. Take a break, always knowing that when you're taking this break, it will always lead to a renewed desire to connect and be engaged. Withdrawing, on the other hand, inevitably leads to depression, lethargy, and despair. Don't go there. Please don't go there. It is not practical or useful. This is where a good support system helps. So, use it. You got somebody you can call? Don't let yourself go there. All right? So, with that said, got a little bit of time. Just a little bit of time. And I have these cards. Let's see. Because we haven't done full cards in a long time. But I have the Sacred Geometry Oracle Deck. And this book is by Francine Hart, H-A-R-T. And New Year's Eve, 2017, I sit in front of my altar and I take a card out of the deck for representing every month of the coming year. So I want to share with you the card for June. When I pulled the card, it was for June. And it was the High Tide card, representing dynamic action. And I thought this was, like, really appropriate to read this card. Why? Because it has to do with spiritual discipline and follow-through. And I said, wow, this card is on time. So let me share this card with everybody. They might get a kick out of it, too. So, this card is filled with golden spirals. It's really beautiful. It depicts the energy of experiencing nature at a particularly dynamic and exciting moment. The incredible forces of nature are our constant companions, both externally as the wind, tide, and storm, and internally as emotional upheaval and calm. You are asked to become aware of the reality of dynamic forces working in your life. You are not powerless in the face of events. You need not wait for the winds of fate to blow you on to the next phase of your life. Learn to utilize the spiral vortices and volcanic eruptions that are part of your emotional experience. By using your intuition and intention, that's that meditation stuff, learn to harness their power to aid you in action toward your dreams and life goals. There are times for quiet contemplation, and there are times for dynamic action. Listen carefully to your emotional body and its response to decisions you are making or to those that seem thrust upon you. If it feels right, it probably is. If not, use your ability to avert disaster and leave or refuse to take part in the event. Above all, trust yourself. Now, I found this to be very, very comforting to me, because I need to take some quiet contemplation. I decided that after the show today, because I made sure that I was dressed all the way. I mean, you know, my hair was done because I did it. I went someplace and I treated myself, but put on little earrings and stuff. And there's this place. It's like a shopping, it's a street lined with different stores and things. And I'm going to take myself, drive myself, park my car, and then walk around to see what kinds of shops they have. I'm sure because it's Sunday, many of them may be closed at 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. But I'm going to go take a walk, and that's going to be my walk for the day. And I intend to find some place for me to walk every single day for 30 minutes because I just need to. One thing for sure, when I left my job in April, I was like maybe 10 pounds lighter. And when I go back to my job in October, I do not want to be 20 pounds heavier, you know, because I've seen so many of those drivers. They go out on leave, they're gone, and then they come back all bulked up and like from sitting around eating all day. No, I don't want that to be me. But with that, I want to say I'm happy that I had this opportunity to spend time with all of you. You look wonderful out there. Our next show, God willing, will be June. No, it won't be June. It'll be July. Be the first week in July. And, oh, the first Sunday, second and fourth Sunday. No, it'll be the second Sunday in July. And that falls on the 8th. That'll be after the 4th of July. So we're going to pray for everybody out there, especially pray for those young babies and those children being ripped away at the borders from their parents. When I think in terms of that, the empath that I am, I get teary-eyed. I really cannot talk about that for very long because I know how I would feel if somebody was snatching one of my children away from one of my grandchildren away from me. I would be like just fit to be tied. I would, you know. So we have to pray. Pray for these people that are doing these ugly things, because who needs prayer more than those people who are as ugly as they can be? They need some blessings. They need somebody to bless them and show them the right way. So let's pray for them. Pray for the babies. Pray for the ugly people. Pray that they get some sense or something, you know. So with that, we have 2 minutes left to the show. If there's anyone out there that want to pop in and say something, I would be very happy to say hi to you over the airwaves, you know. Just press 1 and I can open up your line and we'll talk for a little bit. But we won't be able to talk for very long because we got minutes away before the show closes. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone because I don't see anyone wanting to talk to me. And next show, God willing, we'll have Fabio. Fabio loves doing the show. In the meantime, stay blessed, hang tight, love, hugs, kisses, and many blessings from Duchess at Inside Matters Talk. Mwah. Thank you.
Thank you.